I have wrestled with this for several months and examined the data. I will say that data come in literally every couple of days. There were just three new studies published in the New England Journal, one of them quite large, the other two quite small. And so what's happened is we've seen kind of a divergence in the data that honestly makes it hard to interpret. The data from Israel is very concerning, showing significant drops in efficacy of the vaccine. The data from Scotland, England, Canada, the UK do not show data that concerning. And so what I would say is overall at this point, subject to change because we keep seeing new data, at this point, what I see, my read of the data is that the vaccines, the two-dose mRNA vaccines in particular, maintain very high efficacy against death, hospitalization, and severe disease. Where we do see a drop in efficacy is against mild, asymptomatic, and sometimes moderate infection. And so do you embark on a massive public health immunization program to prevent infection? Maybe. We certainly can demonstrate with a third dose that you boost antibody levels very high. But what does that mean when we don't know what's the minimum level you need to protect?